on the phone right now is the 44th president of the United States of America. The 44th. And we want four more for 44. Good morning, President Barack Obama. Welcome home.
It's good to talk to you, Tom. How's everybody doing? Simple, you doing all right?
I'm good, sir. Thank
you. We are fired up.
Yeah,
Anthony there?
we let him go to the bathroom for this segment of the show.
You don't have to be putting out his business all everywhere.
Otherwise, he'd be putting your business out,
otherwise, he'd be putting your business out. You choose.
Listen, we've got 2 weeks left in this election.
Oh yeah! Before we get down to the business, I need some information.
Yeah, go ahead.
Where's the party on November 6th?
It's in Chicago. The only thing we're going to do is we're going to make sure this year we're going to do it inside because I think we were just too lucky. It was like 65 degrees in Grant Park. It's not going to happen again this year. We'll probably get freezing rain or something.
I'm just trying to plan my party.
Okay, so.
Since we last talked to you, the last two debates, you weren't so polite. In fact, on the last debate, Fox said you were rude.
Well, you know.
yeah, I know.
I'm not going to worry too much about what Fox said. What I did was I just pointed out the difference between me and Mr. Romney when it comes to how we deal with jobs, how we deal with foreign policy, how we deal with deficit, how we deal with education. And you know, most of the time, all I was doing was just throwing Mr. Romney's own words back at him because, you know, he has taken some very extreme positions on a whole range of issues. And then, you know, he thinks that when they get him into trouble, he can walk away from them. Mm-hmm. And what we want to do is just make the American people clear. You know, he's got this agenda for going back to the economic policies of George Bush and the foreign policies of Dick Cheney, a top-down economics that has not worked for America. We're making real progress, digging our way out of the mess that they left, and I intend to continue to do that for the next 4 years.
How can you get the economy straight without the cooperation of the Republicans? When you win this time, will it be another four more years of them just saying no, no, no to everything you try to do?
You know, it'll be interesting to see how they respond. Obviously, our first job is to win. And if we win, I think what you'll see is that initially there may be some resistance, but, you know, they've been obsessed over the last 4 years with defeating me. After the election, I will have run my last race. Mm. And, you know, hopefully they'll recognize that the kind of obstruction that they've engaged in is not good for them politically, and it's certainly not good for the country. Now, the good news is that, you know, there's some things that we can do on our own. Mm. I will end the war in Afghanistan, regardless of Congress. That means that there will be some savings. You know, we want to see if we can work with Congress to put people back to work, doing, you know, retraining of workers and putting them on construction sites all across America,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, helping neighborhoods in places like Cleveland where, you know, there are a whole bunch of foreclosed homes. We could be putting people back to work right now, renovating those homes, creating rental housing, creating value, improving property values in those communities. So we can create jobs in manufacturing the same way we've done with the auto industry, giving tax incentives to companies that are investing in the United States. We can make sure that we're continuing to train our kids and improving our school system, giving them access to college. We're developing energy here in the United States, not just oil and gas, but also, you know, there are good jobs to be had in clean energy, solar, wind, a whole bunch of stuff that is really going to be the key to our future. So we've got the tools we need to succeed. And, you know, what I'm going to do is invite the Republicans to work with me, but where they're not working with me, I'll work around them.
What about getting a Congress and House of Representatives and Senate in place? How does that look as far as our electing people to help you in that?
Well, I think, you know, the Senate, the Democrats have a very good chance of retaining control of the Senate, although, as you know, the problem with the Senate is that these days, you know, they have all kinds of crazy rules that require 60 votes to get anything done, which means Republicans can say no to things.
Mm-hmm.
The House of Representatives is going to be tougher, but so much of this is going to depend on people voting. So, you know, I am going to be, if you guys get sick of me, I don't care. I'm going to be badgering you guys and everybody else who has a broad listener base to make sure that people understand they have to vote. This is going to be a close election in every single state. And, you know, for folks to stay home when so much is at stake, when, you know, Governor Romney would roll back Obamacare and suddenly millions of people, once again, are not going to have health insurance. He would, you know, turn Medicare into a voucher, and suddenly, you know, we've got you know, our moms and grandparents, you know, in a position where they may not be able to count on the benefits that they need to just make ends meet and have health care. You know, you've got young people who are depending on Pell Grants and historically black universities that, you know, have received help, and suddenly that help could wither away. You know, so the stakes could not be higher, and we've got to make sure people vote. And one thing, Tom, I'm going to say that I heard that you did not trust early voting. I've got to tell you,
it's not the early voting, sir.
It's the absentee.
Well, the absentee obviously is always a concern, and you know we're going to have lawyers deployed in every state, all over the country. And we've got just an amazing army of attorneys that are going to make sure people's votes are counted. But this early voting, let's take an example like Ohio. You know, we've already banked over a million votes here in Ohio. You know, in places like Iowa and Colorado and Nevada, you know, Florida folks have the opportunity to go and vote early. They can do it in person if they don't trust doing it by mail. But the point is that you can get your vote in right now. And the nice thing is then you don't have to worry about missing work or trying to figure out how am I going to drop off the kids before I vote or pick them up because I'm voting after work. Weather's bad on election day, and suddenly, you know, it just becomes too tough. So we are really pushing and encouraging people to vote early. And if you need any information about voting early, then you can go to BarackObama.com. Or gottovote.com. That's G-O-T-T-A vote.com. And it'll tell you exactly how you can vote in your state. But we have to pump up the vote. And,
yeah.
You know, if I hear that our folks aren't voting, I'm going to stick Michelle on them. I promise.
Oh, no.
You don't want to be talking to the First Lady.
No, sir, not with those guns.
Pumping up the vote.
Not with those guns.
I always tell people, I say, listen, even if you're not enthusiastic about voting for me, then vote to make sure that the First Lady stays the First Lady.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, Mr. President.
That's probably the best anniversary gift you probably could have given her, having had to work that night.
Absolutely. So, all right, well, I appreciate you guys, and I'm sure I'll talk to you again before election day.
Thank you, sir.
Four more for 44.
Stay strong.
All right, the big chief, the president of the United States.
Oh, and by the way, Tom?
Yeah.
I just want to point out, last time we talked right after the first debate, remember I told you there's a 7-game series? Okay. Just want to make sure you remember that. You don't lose 2 games in a row.
All right, champ. All right.
Bye-bye.